Great Barrington's Theory Wellness made history Friday when it opened its doors for Berkshire County's first legal recreational marijuana sales. It will be followed by a store in the county's largest community tomorrow morning when Temescal Wellness opens in Pittsfield. WAMC spoke with the company's VP of Sales and Marketing, Linda Katz.
We are a multi-state operator. We have dispensaries located in New Hampshire, Maryland, and Massachusetts. We're vertically integrated, which means we cultivate, manufacture, as well as dispense. We're thrilled to be opening our first adult use location in Pittsfield with our Hudson location soon to follow.
So what's it like negotiating different state laws about legalized marijuana?
Yeah, it's interesting. So we are in nine different municipalities. So that's nine different sort of governing bodies that we deal with. And so it is very complex. We've got a stellar team, though, who, you know, that's something that we pride ourselves on. You know, we've been able to acquire licenses in every locality that we've applied. I think it's something that, you know, is kind of a cornerstone of the way we operate. We have our own compliance manager to make sure that we are following every regulation and operating at the, you know, sort of the height of what the expectations are for each municipality. We've got a community outreach coordinator that helps us reach out to the community and make sure that we are contributing as any good business person would. So it's complex, but it's, you know, it's what the business is.
So why Pittsfield? Why choose Pittsfield for your location in Western Massachusetts?
Yeah, you know, a lot of our decisions around real estate property is exactly that, finding a really good property. And it's also finding a town that's receptive to having the business there. Pittsfield itself has been an incredible partner for us. The town's been amazing. Police department's been amazing to work with. And obviously, you know, Pittsfield, the Berkshires is a huge opportunity. It gets a great influx of tourism. One of the things that we're excited about is we have kind of a state-of-the-art ID checker at our location, so we're able to check international passports. We understand that there's a lot of influx of tourism into that area, so, you know, it's an exciting location for us to be in.
What preparation went into Tuesday's opening?
Oh, my goodness, it's a lot of preparation. I think, you know, for this being our first location, we really wanted to make sure that we had everything, all our I's dotted, T's crossed. So everything from product preparation and making sure the product selection that we're offering is as expansive as it can be. All of our staff already, because we are a medical dispensary and we've been open since October, they're incredibly trained on the product itself and on how to educate both patients and customers. We've worked diligently to get our parking situation established. We've got over 100 parking spaces in a neighboring lot that we're leasing. We are making sure that all the communication is up. We've got our website that has an adult use landing page, which gives everyone up-to-the-date information on where we are. It'll give everyone information about our opening menu and whatever limits we're going to offer. So we're really, really feeling like we're incredibly well-prepared for Tuesday.
What's it been like working with the police department in Pittsfield to make sure all of that is squared away on a public safety level?
Yeah, they, like I said, they've been incredibly accommodating with us. We have presented our parking plan. Again, we're leasing space immediately adjacent to the building. They'll provide police detail on the day and for the week and as long as needed to make sure that the traffic plan doesn't disrupt our local businesses. So, yeah, they've been incredibly supportive of the business, but also, you know, where we're situated makes it super convenient for us to make sure that we're not impacting negatively on that community.
As far as the staff of the business, how many people are working there, and do you feel like it's going to create job opportunities in the region?
Oh, it absolutely is. I mean, we've already had to increase our staff getting ready for the opening. So on opening day, we'll have about, I think the count now is 14 staff, but we're expecting to grow that past opening as well. And so, and it's all people local to the region, so they're all super familiar with the Pittsfield and Berkshires area. So it is a huge opportunity to add jobs to the area, absolutely.
Are you keeping your eye on other businesses opening up in the Berkshires leading up to your own opening?
You know, of course we, you know, it's a burgeoning industry, so of course we're watching everyone that's opening, but, you know, it's it more important. We're excited that the growth for the industry is happening, and I think as more and more people open, less of the stigma, you know, it becomes erased, and I think, it's beneficial to all of us to have more and more places open. So we're excited to see that trend happening.